Now, even once the witness's testimony has been accepted, in order for that day to become Rosh Chodesh, it still requires another step. And that is that the Beis Din declare it to be Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Beis Din, the head of the Beis Din, known as the Nossi, Omer should declare, he should say, Mekudosh, the day is sanctified, it's holy, it is Rosh Chodesh today. He says the word Mekudosh. That's learnt from Psukim, where Moshe Rabbeinu declared the Yom Tovim. So too, the head of the Beis Din, which Moshe Rabbeinu was, must also declare the day to be Rosh Chodesh. V'chol ha'om einin achrav. And all of the people answer after him, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. It is sanctified, it is sanctified. This is learnt from the Pasuk, which says, Mo'adei Hashem asher tikru'u eisom. The dates and the Yom Tovim of Hashem, which you shall call and declare. And the word eisom, them, in the Pasuk is missing a vav. And so it could also be read as atem. Asher tikru'u atem, which would mean that you, in the plural, call them, and you declare the Yom Tovim. So we learn from there that all of the people present are also involved in the declaration of Rosh Chodesh. So all of the other members of the Beis Din would also declare Mekudosh Mekudosh. And the reason why they say it twice, again, is because the Pasuk over there calls it Mikra'i Kodesh, holy declared days in the plural. Mikra'i, the word for declarations, is in the plural, and we learn from there that they should say Mekudosh Mekudosh twice. Now, the second half of the Mishnah has a machlokes as to whether every single month needs to be declared by the Beis Din, or only if they are making Rosh Chodesh earlier. Bein Sheniro Abzmanai, whether the moon is seen in its correct time, and in this case that refers to the 30th night, meaning that the previous month only had 29 days, Bein Shelonir Abzmanai, or whether it was not seen in that time, rather it was only seen on the 31st day of the month, as it were, so the previous month had 30 days in. Mekadshenosai, in either case, regardless of which day Rosh Chodesh is, the Beis Din need to declare it to be Rosh Chodesh. As we explain from these Pesukim, we learn that the Beis Din are required in order to make it Rosh Chodesh. However, Rabbi Lozbar Tzadik says, If it was not seen in its time on the first day that Rosh Chodesh could be, so there's only one other day that it could be, the next day. So once you've reached the second day that Rosh Chodesh could be, and the Beis Din did not declare it to be the first day, so even without their declaration, there's no question about it that the second day would be considered to be Rosh Chodesh. It's always going to be one of those 2 days. So as soon as they have not declared it to be the first day, so clearly that month had 30 days in, and Rosh Chodesh would be the next day. And Ein Mekadshenosai, they do not declare it to be Rosh Chodesh, Shekvar Kidshu Shamayim, because as it were, the heavens and Hashem already sanctified that day, because it is clear to all that that day is Rosh Chodesh, and the Beis Din do not need to declare it to be so. There are those who explain that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, the entire purpose of declaring Rosh Chodesh was not because that was absolutely necessary in terms of making that day Rosh Chodesh. As soon as the witness's testimony was accepted, the day was Rosh Chodesh already. Rather, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, the whole purpose is only to publicize the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. And that's why he says that if it wasn't publicized on the first day, then clearly it's the second day and there is no need to publicize that fact.